And now we get our weekly weather update with retired National Weather Service meteorologist Hugh Johnson. Welcome back, Hugh.
Hey, how you doing, Bria?
I'm doing great, especially with this nice weather we got after a pretty nasty Sunday. So I heard something that April was the warmest ever in recorded history across the globe. Is that true?
That's true, Bria. Not only is that true, but we've had 11 months now in a row that we have broken the warmest record for that month. Like starting back in June of last year, every single month has been above normal, has been the warmest ever recorded.
And that's,
now, that doesn't grab your attention, I don't know what will.
And that's global, right? Not just locally.
Global. No, locally we haven't had a record. We haven't had a record warm month, but the globe has, yes.
And we also heard that there has been a rash of not only severe weather across the world, across the lower plains of Texas, but lots of tornadoes. What's with that?
Yeah, well, that could actually be the beginning of our El Nino pattern. We kind of are exiting the El Nino pattern, but the La Nina. We're getting into a La Nina because when you start seeing these kind of outbreaks in the lower plains towards Texas, that's usually a signal that the La Nina pattern is starting to take place, where you get a strong southern jet, at least briefly, digging trough that can produce these tornadoes. And it's, unfortunately, it's unfolding right now as we speak. Oklahoma and Kansas, we call it dry line, where dew points ahead of it are near 70. They drop to the 30s behind it with very strong westerly winds. And when those two air masses collide, we're seeing some really powerful tornadoes starting to spin up, a couple of already tornado warnings, and this is all going to move from western to eastern Oklahoma in the next few hours. It's going to be a long night for those people. And then at the same time, there's going to be flooding. Houston had a big flood over the weekend. Nothing like Harvey. Harvey was their worst. But I got to tell you about Houston. They're the most vulnerable city for flooding in the whole country. They got over 6 million people. They're the fourth or fifth biggest metropolitan area in the country. And with climate change, we're just going to see this more and more. They might be getting more flooding tonight. It's just been really, it's all quiet along the eastern, the northeastern front after yesterday's raw weather. So we're actually benefiting, at least briefly, from a quiet, pleasant night while the plains are getting trashed. And again, climate change, we're going to see more and more of this stuff with more powerful systems, more moisture to work with, and right down the line. But by the way, been over 600 tornadoes, nearly 600 tornadoes this year, 373 in April alone, not as much as 2011, which was a La Nina year, but it's still a very, very, it's doubled what is normal for the 30-year norm. And also, let's not forget our folks in Colorado, the Front Range. They woke up to winds gusting over to near hurricane force this morning, and even with bright sunshine. So they had dangerously high winds much of the day, a Chinook coming off the plane. This is all from the same system that unfortunately will be affecting us, but not in these ways. We will not get the severe weather or wind that these people got, but we will get more rain, unfortunately.
And speaking of the global effect of climate change, the flooding isn't just in Houston and here, but Lennox is from Kenya. And Lennox, I understand they've had terrible flooding there.
Oh, yeah. It's been devastating back home. So for the last 2 weeks, we've had a series of flash floods that have been set off by extremely record-breaking rainfall that led to the flooding and the overflowing of dams. And depending on what part of the country you're from, especially the central and the western and the eastern parts of the country, they've been absolutely devastated by flash floods. And I think right now we're talking about over 150 people that have been unfortunately killed by the floods.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we're just going to see more and more of this extreme. I mean, as we are still pouring CO2 into the atmosphere, and there's really no sign it's going to change anytime soon. So this is not good news. And it's also, I know there's been a lot of rain in Spain. I follow a Facebook group called the Camino. You can walk along the Camino to the Santiago. It's a spiritual thing, but they've been talking about all kinds of rain there. And it's been going into other countries, into Germany and so forth. So, yeah, it's just been a ton of rain. And guess what? We're going to be in for a bunch more rain, too. where we had basically an inch on Sunday. Boy, that was a raw day, but we got more rain coming, unfortunately.
Yeah, so let's focus in on this week's weather locally. So you said rain. How long and how much?
Yeah, well, it looks like another couple inches of rain at least, which won't be as bad as places like in Africa and Houston. But we've got the same system, like I say, that one that's giving all the problems in the plains is going to come here. We're on the cool side of it, so we're going to get rain. We might get some thunderstorms. We might wake up to some thunderstorms on Wednesday. Let's start with tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day to get out and enjoy, do your yard work. It's going to be the day of the week. It's going to be a perfect day in the 70s, lots of sunshine. So that's the day to do it, because on Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, we might wake up to some thunderstorms, and then we'll get possibly another round late in the day, and then we got a nor'easter-type rain developing Thursday and Friday. We're in cutoff low season, which means we're going to have lows that kind of cut off from the jet stream. And this happens. This is pretty typical in May, unfortunately. And when these happen, they kind of meander. And that's going to meander through the weekend, Tulip Festival. With any luck at all, we might luck out on Saturday and not get much rain at all. But Sunday looks like we'll get more showers. So unsettled week for the next rest of the week after tomorrow. So relish tomorrow. That will be the weather pick of the week.
So with all the rain, but also the 70s temperatures, what do you think? Is it safe to plant outdoors, or should we still hold off?
I think in Albany South, you're fine. I really do. If you're up north towards Lake George, the Adirondacks, wait a little bit. It could be a couple of cool nights still coming. But I really think from Albany South, we're going to be in good shape. I don't see any of us getting down to the mid-30s anytime soon. On the other hand, I don't see any real heat waves. If you're worried about, like, I'm going to try to get my air conditioning service, I have to wait till May 28th, but it's probably going to work okay, but doesn't look like any big heat anytime soon. In fact, temperatures will run a little bit below normal, it looks like, for this week. Tomorrow would be the exception. We'll probably be a little bit above normal, but after that, cooler than normal.
So we've talked about La Nina and El Nino, and I think you mentioned it earlier, but when will the total effects of La Nina kick in?
Yeah, probably later this summer, but I say we're already starting to see signals of it happening, and we're getting the ridge in the southeast. We're getting some pretty good outbreaks of severe weather, including tornadoes in the southern plains, and that's a signal that's La Nina. The jet stream structure is starting to set up that allows for this to happen, and if that ridge in the southeast, and again, it looks like it's going to be a hot, miserable summer in the southeast. We'll probably be warmer than normal, but again, it depends on where the front stall. We can end up with a very wet summer. Maybe I think the beginning of summer will be wet, and then it will get progressively drier, but we'll see how that goes.
I mean, and Hugh, you also, I mean, so in addition to tornadoes and, very heavy downpour, what other effects result from collision of jet streams? Or...
Yeah, well, collision of air masses. I mean, what's happening in the plains is that we got this thing called a dry front, which is the air is not necessarily cooler behind it, but it's a lot drier, so it's denser. And a lot of times these dry fronts are where it focuses the really severe weather in the plain states. It's not the cold front. You get some more weather behind that, but the real damaging stuff usually goes along that dry line. That's exactly what's happening tonight. We're seeing dew points crashing from 70 in eastern Oklahoma to the 30s. As you get into western Oklahoma, and that line's going to progress further east as the night wears on, and rough weather will probably continue well past dark across that area, unfortunately.
So it sounds like there's a lot of complexity in all of this. Do meteorologists kid each other about when you get it right or when you get it wrong?
Oh, yeah, we always kid ourselves, and of course we always hear the public saying, well, how does it feel of a job where you're only right half the time or whatever? I mean, I've heard that many times in my career. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, but, you know, I mean, I think look at the forecast this weekend. They nailed Sunday. I mean, it was said for days it was going to be a crappy day. And I mean, it was pretty nasty, wasn't it? 50s, raw, low 50s, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Hugh, for joining us once again. And we look forward to talking with you next week.
My pleasure. Have a great week, everyone. Stay dry and enjoy tomorrow.
Always fun talking with you.